Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another DDP. Today, we're in the third verse of the third chapter of Ephesians. Paul says, "How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." That last part's parenthetical. It also includes a fourth verse. I want to deal today with the revelation that Paul received that sent him to the Gentiles. Now, when we think of this, we almost always think road to Damascus, where Paul, who was known as Saul, is going house to house, killing people who are followers of Christ. He's doing this as a service to the temple, and he's fulfilling a prophecy that Jesus gave when he said, "They will kill you and think that they do God a favor." That was what Saul was doing. However, I don't think in Ephesians 3:3, when he says that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, that he was talking necessarily about Damascus. That was his salvation experience. I think he's talking about Acts 22, whenever he has already had his Damascus Road experience. He comes into Damascus, he meets a certain Ananias, he is healed, he is filled with the Spirit, he gets baptized, and he comes back to Jerusalem. In Acts 22:17, "When I returned to Jerusalem, I was praying in the temple, and I was in a trance, and saw him saying to me," and then the words are written in red in verse 18 of Acts 22, "Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me." So I said, "Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believe on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Then he said to me, 'Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles.'" And so Paul has a revelation of his call while in the temple in prayer. He says he's in a trance. That's verbiage for "I had a vision." And so he sees Jesus, which also confirms why I would say Paul would have disagreed with you if you said the Lord was only going to come back once. I think Paul would have said, "I've seen him more than that." It's not the last time he hears from the Lord Jesus. In fact, there's more words in red in the 23rd chapter. He says, "You're going to bear witness for me in Rome." And so Paul accepted that his call was to the Gentiles. By revelation, he made known to me the mystery. If I could comment on anything else in regards to this verse, it would be that I believe that God still makes known to us who he is by revelation. He still wants to speak to his people, not just corporately. A lot of us have only learned how to hear from God through going to church and hearing a preacher, but he wants to speak to us by personal revelation, by ministering into our lives the things that he wants for us for daily living and for our growth. And it's not a difficult thing. We don't have to labor to get into that place. We don't have to fight or strive or beat ourselves or fast. We are part of the family. We are already in the house with the Father. It's just a matter of opening up a line of communication with God and then allowing him to reveal himself. And don't put him in a box and say he has to do it a certain way. Allow the revelation to come into your spirit through however the Lord deems it fit. It's going to be through Christ, but it's going to be personal, and it's going to be intimate, and it's going to be yours. And don't think that you have to hear it from someone else's lips to have a revelation. Look in the Word, hear the voice of the Spirit. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.